各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这个安息圣日，我们一同在这里学习查考圣经上的道理。
Thanks to the grace of God, on this holy Sabbath day, we will study the Word of God together here.
也愿主耶稣的恩惠平安，按照他所应许的，丰丰富富的浇灌在我们的生活里面。
And may the grace and peace of Lord Jesus poured upon us abundantly according to his promise.
每一个人的人生都是一个不断思考、反省、检讨、改变并且进步的过程。
Each of our lives is a process where we constantly think and reflect and examine and try to correct our course.
只有借着不断的思考自己的脚步才能够有进步的空间。
And only through a constant re-examination of our steps will we be able to improve.
而每一次的安息日都是我们反省思考自己信仰人生的机会。
And every Sabbath day is an opportunity for us to re-examine the steps of our lives.
所以神设立安息日不是只有让我们来休息而已。
So God did not establish the Sabbath only for us to rest.
更是让我们借由这个安静的时间重新思考自己所走过的道路。
But also to give us this quiet time so that we can reflect and think upon the path that we have already walked.
能够重新校正自己的方向。
So that we can correct and readjust our direction.
并且能够走出更有价值的生活。
So that we can live a more valuable or a life of more value.
我们今天早上用诗篇的第五十篇来做彼此学习的内容。
This morning we want to study the content of Psalm number 50 for mutual learning.
我们请翻到诗篇的第五十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 50.
诗篇的第五十篇。
Psalm 50.
诗篇五十篇的第十六节。
Psalm 50, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
十六节，但神对恶人说：“你怎敢传说我的律例？”口中提到我的约呢？十七。
17.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。十八节。
18.
你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。第十九节。
19.
你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈，你坐着缠棒你的弟兄，缠回你亲母的儿子。二十一节。二十一节，你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你的眼前。二十二节。你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。二十三。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我，那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。在这一段里面讲到神跟人的互动的关系。
In this passage, we see God's interaction with man.
尤其在这里是针对特别谈到一些神眼中的恶人，神要怎么样来处罚他们。
And in this passage specifically, God mentions what he will deal with those who he considers wicked.
我们常常提到恶人这个字，觉得跟我们自己没有什么关系啊。
A lot of times when we mentioned wickedness, we think that this has nothing to do with us.
我们觉得自己怎么算也算不上恶人。
And we think that there is no way that we would be considered as wicked.
因为我也不偷不抢。
Because we don't steal, we don't rob.
我也不会欺负别人。
We don't take advantage of other people.
我也不会偷鸡摸狗。
We don't do anything suspicious.
所以我们觉得其实自己还不错。
And we feel that we are pretty good ourselves.
真的有时候我们问问自己，摸摸自己的良心啊。
But sometimes if we look at our own conscience.
当别人问你的时候哦。
If someone asks you.
如果有人问你说你觉得你是一个好人吗？
If someone asks you, do you think you are a good person? And
啊，这个时候我们都要谦卑一点嘛，要谦卑一下啊。
A lot of times we'll try to humble ourselves a little bit.
没有啦，没有很好啦。
And we'll respond, we're not that good.
啊，但是啊，如果没有人呐，没有人在问你的时候哦。
But if nobody is asking us whether we're good.
啊，我们有时候问问自己的心，就觉得说，其实我还挺不错的啊。
And we ask our own heart, and sometimes we'll feel that we are pretty good.
哦，我们啊，其实啊，也是奉公守法，也是照顾家庭，怎么说我跟这个恶人也搭不上关系啊。
We might think to ourselves, we are all law-abiding, we take care of our family, we are not like those who are wicked.
哦，所以当我们看到这一段，
So when we look at this passage,
我们直接看到圣经里提到恶人，
Whenever we see the Bible mention the wicked,
看到神所厌恶的百姓，
And we see the people that God detests,
我们常会觉得说，哎，那跟我没有关系啊。
We a lot of times feel that this has nothing to do with us.
哦，还好不是我，我没有以色列人这么坏。
And we feel thatit's fortunate that we are not as bad as the Israelites.
我虽然不是多属灵，但是我也还不错。
Even though I'm not so spiritual, but I'm still pretty good.
啊，但是我们如果看圣经上面的标准，
But if we look at the standard in the Bible,
我们看圣经里面提到的恶人，
We look at what the Bible calls wicked.
这里讲到恶人到底在讲什么？
Who are the wicked referring to here?
那真的是讲那些会那些强盗杀人犯法的人吗？
Is it really referring to those who kill, steal, and rob?
讲到那些偷窃的那些犯罪的人吗？
Is it talking about those who steal, those who break the law?
我们看主在神的眼里什么人叫做恶人？
We can see who God considers as wicked.
然后再反思到我们目前现在的生命当中。
And reflect us upon our current lives.
有时候我们会吓一跳啊。
Sometimes we will be surprised.
因为在不知不觉当中。
Because unknowingly.
说不定我们不小心就成为神眼中的恶人啦。
Because we're not careful, we become those who God considers as the wicked.
所以谁是恶人？
So who are the wicked?
我们看回来真言诗篇的第五十篇啊。
If we turn back to Psalm 50,
十六节
verse 16,
十六节
16,
他说神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约啊？
God says to the wicked, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?
那所以在这里我们一开始要有一个认识。
So first we need to understand.
这里讲到的恶人不是那个满脸横肉、脸上刀疤、手上刺青的那种恶人啊。
The wicked people here are not referring to those who look very mean, have scars over their faces with tattoos over their bodies.
哇，在这里讲说是传讲神的律例，常常提到神的约哦。
Here God is saying the wicked are some people who declare his statutes and keep his covenant in their mouth.
我们都觉得说一个能够传讲神的约的应该是好人，应该是公人啊。
A lot of times we feel that if someone is able to speak about God's covenants, he is a good person. He must be a worker of God.
但是在这里神却对这些人说，
But here God says to those people,
他说，哇，你虽然传讲我的律例。
He says, even though you declare my statutes,
你虽然口里常常提到我的约,
even though my covenant is in your mouth,
但是在我的眼里你就是恶人啊。
But in my eyes, you are the wicked.
为什么你会是恶人呢?
Why are you the wicked?
第十七节
啊。Verse 17.
十七节说，其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后啊。
Verse 17, God says, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you.
所以一个人虽然很懂道理。
So even though a person may know God's word very well.
甚至啊，满嘴都是圣经。
And his mouth in his words, he's full of the words of the Bible.
啊，但是在这里神却要对我们说。
But God tells us here.
虽然你懂道理，虽然你啊，看起来非常虔诚。
Even though you know the word of God and you look like you are very devout.
但是神要看进我们的内心，神要观察我们的生活。
But God looks deep into your heart and examines your lifestyle.
所以真正决定我们信仰的。
So what truly determines our faith?
不是在这里的这几个小时。
Are not the hours that we spend here.
而是当我们迈出这个门。
But are the hours when we walk out of this door?
当我们回到家。
When we return home.
当我们在工作的环境。
When we are in our work environment.
当我们跟外面的朋友相处。
When we are interacting with our friends outside of the church.
我们的夫妻关系。
In our spousal relationship,
我们在养育儿女的观念。
When we are raising our children,
他说这一切的这一切才是真正决定你到底是好人还是恶人的关键啊。
All of these other times are what truly determines whether we are a good person or a wicked person.
所以在这里说一个人非常懂道理啊。
So here we see a person who knows the word of God very well.
但是神说，其实你的内心当中是恨恶管教的。
But God says, actually in your heart you hate instruction.
并且把神的话丢到后面。
And you cast God's words behind you.
哦，所以啊，你很会指责别人。
So even though you know how to rebuke others,
但是很难去反省自己。
But it's very hard for you to examine yourself.
你眼里都看到别人的问题。
In your eyes you see the problems that other people have.
却从来不觉得自己有错。
But you never feel that you have done anything wrong.
我说这样子的人在神的眼里你就是一个恶人啊。
So in God's eyes, these type of people are the wicked.
所以有时候我们看为什么教会当中会有很多的冲突。
And sometimes we see in the church there is a lot of conflicts.
明明是一个爱的团体，为什么很多人相处不好？
Although this is a group that is supposed to be a group of love, why do we have so many interpersonal problems?
那就是因为常常这个自我非常的强烈。
A lot of times it's becauseWe are focused on ourselves and our own ego is very strong.
我们觉得自己想的都是对的。
We feel that everything we think is correct.
我们觉得自己讲的就是神的话语。
We feel that everything we say are the words of God.
如果有任何人跟我意见不同，
And if anyone has any different opinion from my own,
就是阻挡圣工，抵挡教会。
They are a person who is obstructing the work of the church, the work of God.
那这是一种很可怕的观念。
And this is a very dangerous concept.
因为这样的人把自己当成了神啊。
Because people who think like this treat themselves as God.
如同帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，
Just like in 1 Thessalonians.
他说有的人啊，爬到神的位置上面，坐在上面，以为自己是神。
It mentions that there are some whoclimb up to the place of God and consider themselves as God.
从来不肯认错，从来不愿意听别人的话语。
And they never admit wrong. They are never willing to listen to what other people have to say.
按照诗篇这里讲，你就是恶人啊。
And according to Psalm, if you are like this, then you are among the wicked.
因为你听道理只为别人而听。
Because when you listen to the word of God, you are only listening so you can criticize other people.
有时候我们做传道者的领会结束了。
Sometimes as the preachers, after we lead the service,
会有信徒跑来告诉我们啊。
There will be believers who come up to us and say,
传道啊，你讲得真好。
And say, preacher, you gave such a good sermon.
你就是在讲那个谁，对不对？
You must be referring to such and so, right?
真的啦，他真的需要悔改啊。
That person truly needed to repent.
我心里想说没有啦。
And in my heart, I keep thinking, no.
其实我讲的是你啊。
I'm actually referring to you in my sermon.
但是有的人从来听不到。
But some people could never hear the message as something for themselves.
有的人永远听到的道理都进不去。
For some people, they can never allow the sermon they hear to enter inside of them.
所以虽然常常听到，实际上是恨恶管教。
So even though they listen to the word of God often, the truth is they hate instruction.
从来不肯认错，信仰成为表面。
They are never willing to admit wrong, and their faith is only on the surface.
那其实呢，我们今天要评估自己的信仰哦。
So today we have to measure and examine our own faith.
你怎么知道你信心好不好？你怎么知道你信仰好不好？
How do we know if we have good faith?
有时候啊，其实蛮难评估的。
Sometimes it's very hard to determine.
所以我们信主信了很多年啊。
So we may have believed in the Lord for many years.
在座的三年、五年、十年、二十年、三十年的都有。
Among here, we have people who believe for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 30 years.
但是啊，我们的信仰到底好不好啊？
But is our faith good?
有时候真的不好评估啊，很难评估哦。
Sometimes it's very hard to measure and determine.
在这里啊，有一个方法可以帮助我们想一想啊。
Here we see a method that can help us think about it.
那说啊，你能不能承认自己的错误，向你得罪的人道歉，这是一个很好的评估哦。
A good rule of measurement here is whether we are able to admit wrong and apologize to those who we have wronged.
一个人如果能够道歉，
if a person is able to apologize,
能够承认自己的错误，
and to admit that they have done something wrong,
代表说他的心中其实是柔软的。
It shows that their heart is actually soft.
被神的灵所感动。
That they have been moved by the Spirit of God.
所以他可以放下自己的面子。
So that they're able to, they're willing to let down and remove their face.
去面对自己的错误。
To face, confront their own mistake.
这个是一个帮助我们认识自己的方法。
And this is a method for us to know ourselves.
但是如果我们今天啊，是常常没有办法弯下腰来。
But if today we're not able to lower ourselves,
有时候我们明知道自己错了，
sometimes Even though we know that we have done wrong,
知道自己说错话了。
We know we have said the wrong thing,
做错事了。
We know we have done the wrong thing,
这个发脾气不应该。
We know that we shouldn't have gotten angry,
所以明明你知道自己错了。
So we know that as a fact, we have done wrong,
但是你不愿意去面对啊。
But we're not willing to face it,
你跪下来祷告。
Although we kneel down to pray,
主啊主啊主啊主啊我错了。
We say, Lord, Lord, I have done wrong.
这我错了，我已经告诉过你了。
And we say, Lord, we already admitted to you, we have done wrong.
我已经悔改了。
We have already repented.
所以啊，站起来之后啊，良心平安啊，绝口不再讲这件事啊。
So once we stand up from our prayer where we say our conscience is clear, we will never mention this again.
我告诉你啊，你信仰有问题啊。
If you do this, I tell you, your faith is something is wrong with your faith.
因为祷告成为你逃避责任的方法。
Because if you do this, then prayer becomes a way for you to escape responsibility.
悔改只是你保存颜面的一种借口。
Your repentance is just an excuse to save face.
所以你就不需要去面对。
So that you don't have to confront your mistakes.
你也不用去向人家认错。
And you don't have to admit your mistakes to other people.
你告诉自己说，可是主耶稣知道了，主耶稣知道了。
And you simply tell yourself, but Lord Jesus knows.Lord Jesus knows.
主耶稣啊，你让他忘记，你让对方忘记这件事吧。
And when we pray, we say, Lord Jesus, please help the other person forget about our wrong.
这是一种信仰上的软弱。
This is a weakness of our faith.
更是一种逃避。
It is a way to run away from our problems.
会让我们在不知不觉当中成为信仰上的恶人啊。
And unknowingly, this will transform us into a wicked person in faith.
所以在这里说，恶人是恨恶管教，绝不低头的。
So here it says that those who are wicked are those who hate instruction, those who will never humble themselves.
把神的话丢在后面啊。
Those who cast the words of God behind them.
虽然传讲神的话语。
So even though they preach the word of God.
虽然常常提到神的管教。
Even though they always mention the instruction of God.
但是这一切的一切从来不需要用在自己身上。
But all of these never apply to themselves.
讲是讲别人。
Whenever they speak of this, this is applying to other people.
听是为别人而听。
When they listen to the word of God, they're listening.So that they can apply it to other people.
就成为这里的恶人了。
If they do this, then they become the wicked people referred to here.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上的第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上的第十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
十四节
Verse 14
我们看十三节哦
Let's start from verse 13
十三节撒母耳到了扫罗那里扫罗对他说愿主赐福给你神的话我已经遵守了十四节
14
十四节撒母耳说我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣是从哪里来的呢十五节
15
十五节扫罗说这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊要献给主你的神其余的我都灭尽了十六
16.
撒母耳对扫罗说你住口吧等我将神昨夜向我所说的话告诉你二十二节
Skip to verse 22
二十二节
22
二十二节撒母耳说神喜悦燔祭和平安祭岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭 顺从胜于公羊的脂油我们看第二十四节
Skip to verse 24
扫罗对撒母耳说我有罪了我因惧怕百姓听从了他们的话就违背了主的命令和你的言语二十五
25
他说现在求你赦免我同我回去好敬拜神再看第三十节啊
And let's skip to verse 30
三十节说扫罗说我有罪既然如虽然如此求你在我百姓和长老和以色列人面前抬举我同我回去啊这是我们很熟悉的一段记载
And this is a passage we're very familiar with
在这里讲到扫罗犯错了
Here it talks about King Saul committing a mistake
扫罗是神让他做以色列的君王
Saul was made king by God
但是在这里啊却成为神眼中的恶人
But here he became a wicked person in the eyes of God
神命令他去攻击亚玛利人
God commanded him to go attack the Malachites Amalekites.
他也去了。
And he went to attack the Amalekites.
并且得胜。
And he was victorious.
但是这样的一个工人为什么成为恶人呢？
But why is it that a worker of God like this became a wicked person?
因为他没有按照神的吩咐来做。
Because he did not do according to what God commanded him.
用自己的方法来改神的话语。
He used his own ways.To change the words of God.
用人的想法替代神的旨意。
He used human method to replace the will of God.
而且把责任都推给别人。
And he also shifted the responsibility to all the other people.
都是百姓叫我这样做的。
He said that it was because the people told him to do this.
我有罪，但是是百姓害我的。
He said, although I have sinned, it was because of the people's fault.
甚至到最后说啊，你跟我回去啊，我需要你。把我抬举一下，让我有面子啊。
And in the end, he even said to Samuel, please come back to me, come back with me so that I can keep my honor.
所以啊，一个好好的君王最后沦落到这样的地步。
So although he started as a good king, in the end, he resulted like this.
失去神的照顾，最后死在战场之上。
In the end, he lost God's protection and he died on the battlefield.
为什么？
Why did he end up like this?
因为恨恶管教，从不悔改。
Because he hated God's instruction and he never repented.
喜欢把责任推到别人身上。
He liked to shift responsibility onto other people.
到最后就成为神眼中的恶人啊。
And in the end, he became someone who God viewed as wicked.
所以这是我们今天要很小心的啊。
So this is something we have to be very careful about.
在那些幼稚的人身上才会发生。
This will only happen with those who are immature and childish.
在我们家里常常有这种事情啊。
So in our homes, maybe we will see this sometimes.
有时候我们家弟弟，我们家小孩跌倒了。
Sometimes in my home, if my young children fall over.
然后就开始哭。
And the young child starts crying.
你问他发生什么事情？
And you ask your child what happened.
他说：“姐姐害我跌倒啊。”
Your child might say, "My older sister tripped me."
有时候我们姐姐很无辜啊，站着远远的也是一样会被讲啊。
And in my home, my daughter will have been standing very far away, and she's very clearly innocent, but she's still blamed for this.
每天都是这样，姐姐害我撞到啊，姐姐害我跌倒。姐姐害我生病啊，都是这样子啊。
And every day at home, I would see that my younger son would blame his older sister for everything that went wrong. That it was his sister's fault that he became sick, that he fell over, that he got hurt.
因为他只有五岁啊。
Because he's only 5 years old.
所以他知道的就是所有的问题都是别人的错。
So all he understands is that if anything happens that's wrong, it's because of someone else's fault.
那这样子他就没有责任啊。
Because then he doesn't have any responsibility.
但是我们今天不是五岁啊。
But today we are not 5 years old.
所以在信仰的路上不要做个五岁的幼稚孩童。
So in our journey of faith, we should not be an immature 5-year-old child.
能够勇敢的面对自己。
We must be brave in confronting ourselves.
将神的道放在存记在心中。
And we must place the word of God inside our hearts.
并且不断的调整自己的生活。
And constantly readjust our lives.
为自己听道理。
We listen to the word of God for our own sake.
为自己的信仰祷告。
We pray for our own faith.
求神赐给我们勇气面对我们的错误。
We ask God to give us courage to face our own mistakes.
我们看回来诗篇的第五十篇。
So let's turn to Psalm 50.
诗篇的第五十篇。
Psalm 50.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这里说，你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
Verse 18 says, when you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers.
那在这里讲到啊，恶人的第二个我们看到的信仰上恶人的第二个状况啊。
Here we see the second type of scenario with a wicked person in the faith.
第一种是啊，不喜欢听管教，都从来不顺服。
The first type of person we saw that was wicked were those who hated instruction, who did not want to submit or obey.
有问题永远是别人的问题，我从来没有问题。
If there are any problems, it's always the fault of someone else, never the fault of ourselves.
这是第一种恶人啊。
This is the first type of wicked person.
在这里讲到第二种恶人哦。
And here, verse 18 says the second type of wicked person.
说啊，你喜欢跟盗贼同伙。
Is a person who likes to be together with a thief.
他没有说你是盗贼哦。
It doesn't say you are a thief.
你是不偷不抢。
Maybe you don't steal, you don't rob yourself.
但是在这里说你喜欢跟恶人跟盗贼同伙啊。
But here it says, but you consented with a thief. You run along with a thief.
所以在这里第二种问题在哪里？
So what is the second type of problem?
就是你没有是非观，无法分辨对错。
It is when you are unable to discern between what is right and wrong.
生命当中很多选择跟决定都是利益导向，什么有利我就做什么。
In your life, whenever we make a decision, it's always determined by what benefits ourselves.
但如同在诗篇第一篇
Just like in Psalm 1.
我们来看诗篇的第一篇
If we turn to Psalm number 1.
诗篇的第一篇
Psalm number 1
第一节
Verse 1
第一节说不从恶人的计谋不做罪人的道路也 不占罪人的道路也不做亵慢人的座位我们再看箴言的第一篇
And let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 1
箴言的第一篇
Proverbs chapter 1
第十节
Verse 10
第十节，我儿啊，恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。他们说，我们去，
11.
我们同去埋伏流人的血，要害无罪之人。我们看第十三节啊。
We'll skip to 13.
他说，我们必得各样的宝物，将所掳来的装满房屋。十四，
14.
你与我们大家同分。我们共用一个钱袋，一个囊袋啊。他在箴言跟诗篇的第一章里面。
Both in Proverbs chapter 1 and Psalm number 1,
都特别警告说啊，不要跟恶人同伙啊。
They give this special warning that we should not be amongst wicked people.
你虽然没有跟他做一样的事情，
although you do not do the same wicked things as them,
但是你选择跟他做同伴，并且一起前进。
But you chose to become a companion with them, and you do everything with them.
你就跟他同陷在一样的罪里面啊。
Then you will fall into the same sin that they have committed.
一个人为什么选择跟盗贼同伙？
Why does a person choose to consent with thieves?
那在这里说啊，我们可以共用一个钱囊，共同来分享我们的掳物啊。
In Proverbs chapter 1, it mentions that, If we consent to these thieves, then we can share one purse and we can share all our spoils.
就是说你的人生的选择常常是建立在利益上面的。
And this means that when you make any choices in life, you make your choice based on any benefit to yourself.
而不是以对错来做判断。
You don't make a choice based on whether it is right or wrong.
当一个人失去了公义
When a person loses their sense of righteousness,
在神眼里他自然就是恶人啊。
In God's eyes, naturally they become wicked.
所以在生命记的第一章啊。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 1,
摩西特别在选立在警告当时所有选出来的官长。
When Moses was choosing all the commanders, all the chiefs, and warning them,
不断地提醒他们啊。
He reminded them constantly.
他说啊，你要用公义来做审判。
He says that you must use justice to rule.
因为不要忘记在上还有一个在看我们的神啊。
Because don't forget that God is also watching above.
所以我们今天在生活当中。
So in our lives today.
在信仰路上。
In our journey of faith.
尤其是在教会里面处理事情。
Especially when we make any decisions in the church.
这个公正公义的立场非常的重要。
Righteousness is extremely important.
当我们失去了这个是非对错的观念啊。
And when we lose this sense of right and wrong,
很抱歉，你就成为神眼中的恶人啊。
Unfortunately, we become those who are wicked in the sight of God.
我们今天可能不会跟盗贼同伙啊，不会啊。
Maybe today we won't be in the company of thieves.
第一哈，你可能不认识盗贼啊，你不知道哪一个是盗贼啊。
Maybe because there is no way you know any thieves yourself.
所以你想跟他同伙，你还找不到他。
So even if you want to be in the company of thieves, you can't find any thieves.
所以是的，我们今天不会跟盗贼同伙啊。
So yes, today we are not in the company of thieves.
但是有时候我们做事情会失去了是非对错的观念啊。
But sometimes when we do things today, we lose our sense of right and wrong.
像哪些 像什么状况呢
？So what situations are like this？
教会如果要教会如果有些提案要投票。
In the church, if we needed to vote on any proposals,
教会有些人选需要选立出来做工人
or maybe in the church we need to appoint some workers to do work.
这些事情上我们都要做决定的
We need to make a decision in all these matters.
但是我们要问问自己啊
But we have to ask ourselves.
请问你所做的决定是按照教会的需要，还是按照你个人的喜好？
When we make a decision, when we cast a vote, are we basing this decision based on the needs of the church or only based on our own interests?
这会决定你是好人还是坏人。
This will determine whether we are good or wicked.
如果我们今天投票哦。
So today, if we are voting,
我只投给我喜欢的人啊。
And I only vote for those people I like.
虽然他没有来教会，不太来教会。
Even though maybe they don't really come to church or come to church very infrequently.
可是我们是好朋友啊。
But because we are very good friends.
可是他是我的亲戚啊。
Or maybe they're my relatives.
自己人要挺自己人啊。
And we have to, of course, care for our own people.
所以我一定投给他。
So I'm going to vote for him no matter
what. 你就是神眼中的恶人啊。
If we do this, then we become the wicked in the eyes of God.
因为到审判日的时候啊，
because on judgment day,
你所投下的每一张票，神都要问你为什么。
Every vote we cast, every decision we make, God will ask us why. Why did we make this decision?
你为什么投给他？
Why did you vote for this person?
你投给他是因为他是你的亲戚？
Did you vote for this person because they're your relative?
你做这样的选择是因为你要表达你的强烈意见？
Did you make this decision so that you can show what a strong opinion you have?
不管别人怎么说，我就是要跟大家不一样。
So that no matter what anyone says, you just want to be different?
变相的骄傲。
And you become very proud.
没有把神的家放在心中。
And you don't have the house of God in your heart.
其实我们就是与恶与盗贼同伙的。
If we are like this, then in reality we are in the company of thieves.
所以啊，今天我们在做事情哦。
So today, when we do anything,
特别尤其是教会的工作。
Especially when it comes to the work of the church.
公平、公正、公义是我们唯一的一把尺。
Fairness, justice, righteousness is the only measurement we have.
当然，如果今天我们要选的这个人
，Of course, today when we are trying to choose a worker,
虽然他是你的朋友，虽然他是你的亲戚
，Maybe they are our friends, or maybe they are our relatives.
但是他又热心又爱主又谦卑又善良。
But it happens that they are very humble, they are very fervent, they are very devout.
拜托你一定要投给他。
And they ask you that. They ask you to vote for them.
No, 你一定要投给他。我拜托你一定要投给他。
I'm sorry. If this is truly the case, then the right thing to do is you must vote for this person.
虽然他是你的亲戚啊。
If it happens that they are your relative,
但是你是按照教会你所看见教会的需要来投票的。
But you are voting based on the need of the church.
你就是好人啊。
Then you are the you are good.
你千万不要说，哎呀，这是我的亲戚啊。再好我也不投给他，那也不行啊，那也不行啊。
So you can't say that I'm not going to vote for this person simply because they are my relatives, even though they are the best qualified candidate.
作为一个义人，在神眼中的义人。
So a person who is righteous in the eyes of God.
他所做的决定都是希望教会最好。
They are a person who in every decision they make it because they think this is best for the church.
你这样子做就对了。
And if we make decisions this way, then we are doing the right thing.
所以在这里讲到说啊，什么人跟盗贼同伙啊？
So here it mentions, who are these people who consented with thieves?
就是不讲对错，不说好坏。
These are people who don't talk about right or wrong, who don't talk about good or bad.
只按照个人的喜好、个人的利益来做选择的。
They only base their decisions based on their personal interests and their own benefits.
那很抱歉啊，你就成为神眼中的恶人啊。
And I'm very sorry if we do this, then you become the wicked in the eyes of God.
所以我们今天如果不小心啊。
So today, if we are not careful,
你跟我都有可能成为恶人的。
Maybe you or I will become the wicked.
所以我们要求神特别保守我们。
So we have to ask God to protect us.
能够从神的立场来看神的家。
So that we can see the house of God from the viewpoint of God.
我们看回来诗篇的第五十篇。
So if we turn to Psalm 50 again.
诗篇的第五十篇。
Psalm 50.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
诗篇的第五十篇的第十九节。
Psalm 50, verse 19.
十九节说，你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈，你坐着缠棒你的弟兄，缠棒你亲母的儿子。这里讲到第三种恶人哦。
In verses 19 and 20 mentions a third type of wicked people.
你看啊，在这里不讲杀人放火啊。
We see that it doesn't talk about people who are killing or people who are arsonists.
也不讲偷鸡摸狗啊。
They're also not talking about people doing very suspicious things.
在这里都讲说我们内心最深处的真实世界，你这个真实的人啊。
But here it refers to things that we see within ourselves, our true selves.
在这里讲到第三种恶人哦。
So it talks about the third type of wicked people.
什么样叫做恶人？
Who are the wicked?
嘴巴随便乱说话，任意批评攻击啊。
Those who speak very carelessly and very easily attack other people.
所以啊，他说这里说随便讲啊，任凭啊，随便讲恶言啊。
In verse 19 and 20, it says, "You give your mouth to evil; your tongue frames deceit." In other words, you carelessly say these things.
这里有个问题哦。
And we see a problem here.
如果你是故意的。
If you purposely do this,
那当然你知道你自己是恶人啊，我故意的嘛。
If you purposely speak evil, of course you know that you are wicked.
我就是喜欢骂他。
Because you say that I just like to attack other people.
我就是喜欢乱讲话。
I just like to speak about wrong things.
那个你自己知道你就是恶人啊。
But if you do it purposely, you already know you are the wicked.
这里有一个问题啊。
But here we see a problem.
这里讲说你任凭自己啊，你容忍自己哦。
Verse 19 says, you give your mouth. In other words, you allow yourself.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是说啊，你只是不想管而已啊。
It means that you simply don't care enough to try to control yourself.
你不想管，你不想改，你觉得这个没什么关系。
You don't want to manage yourself. You don't care. You don't think this is important.
常常自我安慰说啊，我又不是故意的。
And a lot of times you'll comfort yourself and say, I didn't mean to say that.
啊，有一次啊，教会有一个弟兄啊，很喜欢骂人啊，在教会里很喜欢骂人啊。
There was one time in the church, there was a brother who loved attacking and criticizing other people.
而且骂人都骂得很难听哦。
And whenever he criticized anyone, he used very harsh language.
啊，所以啊，有一次受不了，我就去跟他说啊。
So sometimes, there was one time I couldn't stand it, so I went to talk with him.
他跟我说什么？
And what did I say to him?
他说我天生就是这样。
Or what did he say to me? He says, this is my nature.
我又不是故意的。
I don't mean to say that.
大家都知道我的个性。
But everyone knows my temperament.
所以其他人大概听听就算了，没有人会怎么样了，大家听听就算了嘛。
So for everyone else who hears me say these things, they'll just let it go because they know that this is just who I am.
最后还加了一句啊。
And in the end, he added something.
我能怎么办？神造我就是这样啊。
In the end, he added, what else can I do? God made me like this.
我很生气啊。
So I was very angry when I heard him say this.
到最后啊，所有的责任都推到神的身上啊。
Because what he was saying that this is all God's fault.
所以我就跟他说啊。
So I told him,
那神给你信仰做什么？
Why did God give you faith then?
神给你圣灵做什么？
Why did God give you the Holy Spirit?
你都不改。
If you don't change,
所以虽然你会来教会，
even if you come to church,
常常聚会从来不改。
Even though you attend services frequently, but you never change yourself,
那就是恶人啊。
Then you are among the wicked.
那有时候我们会这样子啊。
So sometimes we are like this.
自我安慰说，哎呀，我又不是故意的。
We will comfort or console ourselves, saying, "Well, we didn't mean to do something."
啊，不会啦，人家都知道我就是这个暴脾气嘛。
And we'll say, "Everyone knows we have a temper problem."
有人有问题是谁有需要忍受你的暴脾气？
But the problem is, who needs to endure your ill temper?
哦，我们有欠你吗？
Do we owe you anything?
我们为什么要忍受你无理的攻击？
Why is it that we have to endure your unreasonable attacks?
哦，所以当一个人啊，拿这些事情当作借口。
So if someone uses these things as excuses,
我就是这样。
And say, I'm just like this.
我说话就是这样。
This is the way I am. This is the way I speak.
大家都知道我是无心的。
Everyone know that I don't really mean what I say.
你就是神眼中的恶人啊。
Then you have become someone who is wicked in the eyes of God.
所以这里讲的不是故意伤害别人的哦，不是哦。
So in this passage, we see that God is not talking about those who hurt other people purposely.
而是包括那些反正没关系这种任凭自己行恶的人啊。
But God is referring specifically to those who allow themselves and don't care enough to try to correct themselves and allow themselves to say wicked things.
我们来看一下雅各书的第三章哦。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章的我们看第五节好了。
Let's start from James chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林啊。在这里啊，雅各长老特别警告你跟我。
Here the elder James gives us a special warning.
千万不要小看自己所说的话。
That we must be careful and pay attention to the words we say.
因为有多少人人生就是被乱讲话给毁了。
Because there's so many people whose lives are destroyed because they are not careful about what they say.
人生的道路越走越窄。
The longer we walk in life, the more narrow the path becomes.
身旁的朋友越躲越远。
The the friends we have at our side try to hide and become farther and farther away.
亲近的联络越来越少。
And we have less and less connections and relationships with our relatives.
人生当中越来越孤单。
And we become more and more lonely in life.
有时候我们不知道为什么会这样子啊。
Sometimes we don't know why our lives are like that.
常常就是我们这一张嘴啊，害死了自己啊。
A lot of times it's because of our mouth that we have harmed ourselves.
那有一次啊，我遇到一个信徒啊。
There was one time I met a believer.
啊，他跟我说啊，哎呀，那个什么啊，我的小孩都不太来看我。
And the believer told me, my children don't really like to come visit me.
哎呀，真是哦，把我一个人这样子孤苦无依的丢在这里啊。
And my children have just cast me aside so that I live alone here.
啊，我好想我的孙子他们都不来。
And I miss my grandchildren so much, but they never come to visit me.
哦，这样子讲得很可怜啊。
And they say this as if they're very pitiable.
啊，我们做传道的当然就马上去找他小孩啦。
So of course, as a preacher, quickly I went to go find her, this believer's children.
我说啊，到底怎么回事啊？
So I asked the children, what's the matter?
啊，结果啊，那个小孩就跟我说啊。
And the children told me.
他说我们其实也想回去啊。
And children said, we really want to go visit our parents.
啊，但是我们回不去啊。
But we can't really go back.
为什么回不去？
Why can't we go back?
他说啊，每次只要回去哦。
The children said every time they go visit their parents.
我妈妈讲话就好像刀子啊，到处乱捅啊。
Whenever my mother speaks to us, it's like she's using a knife and stabbing us.
啊，你还知道要回来啊？
And she would say, oh, so now you know to come back.
我还没死啦，你不用回来啦。
Oh, I'm not dead yet. You don't have to come visit me now.
就是讲一些这种非常伤人而且非常负面的话。
And she would just say a lot of very negative and hurtful things.
那个他的孩子告诉我哦。
So, this believer's children told me.
他说其实作为他的孩子我也习惯了。
And of course, as her children, I'm already used to the words that she uses.
但是我不要我的孩子在这种负面的话语当中成长。
But I don't want my children to grow up in such a negative environment.
哦，所以他不带他的孩子回去啊。
And that's why the children doesn't bring their grandchildren to go visit his parents.
他会打电话。
Although he would make phone calls.
他会自己去。
And he would go visit himself.
他也把他的父母照顾得很好。
The children would also take very good care of the parents.
但是他说他不要他的，就是他的孩子在这种恶毒的话语当中生活啊。
But the children says he doesn't want his own children to grow up in such a poisonous and negative environment.
哦，所以为什么人生走到最后很孤单？
So why is it sometimes we find that our lives are very lonely in the
end of life? 常常是因为我们的舌头把大家都吓跑了。
A lot of times it may be that we have scared away everyone with our tongue.
哦，所以在这十九节跟二十节里面告诉我们啊。
So in verses 19 and 20, it tells us.
说我们今天如果说话不经过思考。
It's telling us that if today we speak without thinking.
伤人从来不会检讨。
If we never
我们伤害别人，从来不会检讨。
If we hurt other people and never give a second thought about it,
那很抱歉啊，在神眼中你是恶人啊。
Unfortunately, in God's eyes, you are a wicked person.
哦，所以这是我们要小心的啊。
So this is something we have to be very careful about.
批评、论断、随便说话。
When we criticize, when we judge, when we speak carelessly,
充满负面情绪，好像毒药这样不断倒出来。
If we are full of negative emotions and we spill out our words like poison,
如果是我也会逃跑啊。
If it was me, I would also run away from all of this.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要让神的话充满在我们的心中哦。
So today we have to allow the words of God to fill our hearts.
你看那个以西结书里面告诉我们。
When we look in the book of Ezekiel,
他说啊，当这个河水这个圣灵的水从神的殿中流出来。
We see that when the river of the Holy Spirit flows from the temple of God,
他说，然后流过的地方就出现了生命。
The book of Ezekiel records that wherever the river flows, there is life.
这个土地就得到了滋润。
And the land receives nourishment.
他说长出各样的果树，结出美丽的果子来。
And the book of Ezekiel records that wherever the river flows, there will be vegetation and trees of all types of fruit.
这个是我们今天信徒要追求的。
And this is what, as believers, we must pursue after today.
因为常常听到神的道理。
Because a lot of times we listen to the word of God.
因为常常祷告被圣灵所滋润。
Because we pray often so that we can be nourished by the Spirit of God.
所以啊，活得越久，变得越美啊。
So that the longer we live, the more beautiful we can become.
有时候我们在教会里看到一些老人家。
Sometimes we'll see elderly members in the church.
虽然他们的年纪渐渐老迈。
Although physically they are aging gradually.
但是你看他就越看觉得越舒服啊。
But we see the more we look at them, the more comfortable we are.
他们脸上带着笑容。
Because on their countenance they bring with them a smile.
他们说话当中带着恩慈。
And with their words they bring gentleness and grace.
能够在他们的身边，你就觉得平安。
And whenever you're around them, you feel that you are at peace.
在他们身上，你就看到主耶稣的形象。
And you see the image and likeness of Christ on them.
我说，希望我们每一个信徒都是这样。
So we hope all the believers can be like this.
年纪活得越到，身人容貌更加的美丽。
That the older we become, the more beautiful we become.
所说的话如同造就人的果子一般。
So that all the words we speak will be fruit that edifies.
以西结书说，这些美丽的果子可以当作食物来来填饱人的需要。
The book of Ezekiel says that these fruit trees that grow, the fruit can nourish us.
他说上面的叶子树叶是医治人的良药。
And the leaves that grows on these trees, are used to heal, people.
哦，所以这是第三个我们要小心的地方啊。
So this is the third area where we have to be careful.
千万不要告诉自己，哎呀，我随便讲讲，我不是故意的，这些话都没有用的。
We can never tell ourselves that we just said these things, and we didn't really mean it. We just spoke carelessly because this will not work.
因为当伤害已经造成
，because when we have already caused harm,
后悔成为你唯一的选项。
Regret will become the only option.
我们看回来诗篇的第五十篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm number 50.
诗篇的第五十篇二十一节。
Psalm number 50, verse 21.
二十一节。
21。
他说：“你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你面前。”这里讲到第四样啊。
Verse 21 talks about the fourth type of wicked person.
什么叫做第四种恶人？
What are the fourth type of wicked people?
这里讲说啊，心不惧怕的恶人啊。
Verse 21 says these are people who have no fear in their hearts.
啊，做了错事哦。
Although they did something wrong,
做了恶事啊。
They did wicked things.
神给你机会，神让你悔改，神希望你能够回头。
And God gives you the opportunity to repent, and God gives you the time to return, and God wants you to return.
在包容忍耐当中，希望你能够改变。
And God endures and has patience, hoping that you would change.
结果你不但不改变
，but you not only not change yourself，
还觉得说，哎，你看啊，神没有说不可以啊。
But you say that God never said I couldn't do this.
有时候我们遇到一些信徒是这样子啊。
Sometimes we will face believers like this.
你看有的信徒啊，他们抽烟哦。
Sometimes we'll see believers who smoke cigarettes.
但是啊，不同的信徒遇到传道的反应都不一样啊。
And then these believers who are smoking will react differently when they see ministers.
啊，第一种哦。
There's one type of believer who smokes.
啊，传道来了，传道来了。
We'll see the preacher come and say, "The preacher's coming. The preacher's coming."
一紧张啊，烟一塞就吞下去了。
And they're so nervous about the preacher seeing them smoking, so they swallow the cigarette whole.
哇，赶快开窗户，扇风啊，扇风啊！
And they open their windows to try to make all the cigarette smell go away.
啊，感谢主啊，这个至少心里还有点啊，还会有点惧怕哦。
So thank God, at least this type of people have a little bit of fear of God in their hearts.
那第二种哦。
And then there's a second type of person.
传道来了啊，赶快洗掉啊，洗掉啊。
Where they see the preacher come and immediately they put out their cigarette.
然后遇到过。第三种啊
，But I have also met a third type of person.
第三种传道来了
，Where they are smoking and they see the preacher coming.
传道你好啊
，And they just say, "Hi, preacher," and they continue smoking.
来一根吧，来一根吧。
And then they offer the preacher a cigarette and say, "Here, have a smoke."
还有第四种哦
，And there's also a fourth type of person.
第四种我告诉你啊，这个道理比较了解的哦。
The fourth type of person know the Bible a little better.
告诉你说，传道，你告诉我圣经哪里讲不可以抽烟。
And they'll see the preacher and say, "Hey, preacher, tell me where in the Bible does it say we cannot smoke?"
第四种就是这里讲的恶人啊。
The fourth type of people are the wicked people referred to here.
你行了这些事，神没有马上处罚你，你还觉得说，哎，神同意啊，神说可以啊。
that you have done these wicked things and God did not discipline you immediately and you feel that God is okay with this.
不但不懂得悔改，还变本加厉的更加嚣张。
Now, not only do you not know to repent, but you become more proud in your actions.
我说啊，神给人机会，人却不懂得反省啊。
So even though God gives us an opportunity to repent, we don't know to take this opportunity.
有时候啊，都要等到啊，真的啊，神的棍子打下来了，哇，好痛啊，才知道要反悔啊。
Sometimes it's only when the discipline, the stick of God comes and strikes us, do we realize we need to repent.
但有时候那个打得很重啊，会让你打得很重，会让你啊，会让你后悔一辈子啊。
Sometimes God will strike us so heavily, we will repent it for the rest of our lives.
所以什么叫做第四种恶人？
So who are the fourth type of wicked people?
就是人在恶中，人自己在恶中，却不觉得这有任何的问题。
These are people who are living in wickedness, but feel like there is no problem.
而且啊，开口就说啊，圣经哪里说不可以？
And whenever,
你告诉我啊，传道，你告诉我啊。
Whenever they speak, they'll say, "Preacher, tell me, where in the Bible does it say this is wickedness?"
如果这个不行的话，为什么神还让我人生这么成功，这么顺利？
And if God does not like this, why did God make my life so successful and smooth?
哦，所以啊，这就是恶人啊。
So this is a type of wicked person.
我们来看一下罗马书哦。
So let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们看罗马书的第。第二章哦。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter
2. 我们看罗马书的第二章的第四节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
我们看第二节好了哦。第二节哦。
Let's start from verse 2.
罗马书的第二章的第二节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 2.
他说，我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。你这人啊，你论断行这样的人，自己所行的却和别人一样。你以为你能逃脱神的审判吗？第四节。
Verse four.
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改呢？第五节。
Verse five.
你既任凭你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神的震怒显他公义审判的日子来到，他必照个人的行为报应个人呐、啊！哦，所以在这里啊，保罗特别告诉我们呐、啊。
So in verses 2 to 6,
他说、啊、保罗说、啊、神给我们机会，他在忍耐宽容当中，希望你能够回头。
Paul tells us that God gives us an opportunity in His forbearance and His long suffering. He wants us to turn back.
但是有时候我们把神的宽容当做一种放肆的机会啊。
But sometimes we use God's forbearance as an opportunity to dwell in sin even more.
在神的道中，在神的忍耐当中，越来越随便啊。
So that under God's long suffering and patience, we relish in sin.
越来越像恶人啊。
And we become more and more like wicked people.
所以啊，有些时候啊，不要祷告哦。有些事情是不需要祷告的啊。
So there are certain things that we do not need to pray about.
就像21节这里告诉我们哦。
Just like in verse 21 in Psalm.
你行了这些恶事。
In Psalm 50:21 says, "These things you have done."
神闭口不言。
And God kept silent.
你就觉得说，哎，没什么关系呀。
And you might feel that because God kept silent, it's good to do.
这里告诉我们什么？
But what does it tell us here?
有些事不能祷告，祷告会出大问题的。
There are some things that we cannot pray and ask God about. If we do that, we'll face even bigger problems.
你明明知道是恶事，你就不要再祷告了。
If there are things that we know are wicked already, we shouldn't pray to God and ask God about it.
主啊，我可以去抢银行吗？
And say, God, can I go rob a bank?
你会保守我，派天使帮忙吗？
Will you protect me and send angels to protect me as I rob a bank?
这种事拜托你不要祷告啊。
These are things that we cannot pray about.
你明明知道对错，你还祷告的话哦。
If we already know that this is wrong, and we pray to God to ask Him to help us.
以西结书，神说我不让你求问啊。
In the book of Ezekiel, God will say, "I will not allow you to ask for this."
他说：“你来求问了、啊，我就让那个哈，按照你心中的偶像去回答你啊。”
God says, "If you ask me about this, I will allow the idol in your heart to respond to you."
所以以西结书里面告诉我们啊。
So in the book of Ezekiel tells us,
他说有些人已经把假神、把偶像接到心中了。
It says that there are some who already receive false gods, idols into their hearts.
然后再来求问神。
And when they seek God,
神说这种祷告我不听。
God will say, I will not listen to these prayers.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
明明是已经错的事情了。
You already know something is wrong.
明明你已经做完决定了。
And you already made your decision.
你再来跑来祷告说，哎呀，神啊，我求你的旨意，神啊，我要听你的话语啊，不用了。
And then you come to God and say, God, I want to seek your will. I want to listen to your word. You don't need to do this.
因为神是不会听的。
Because God will not listen to you.
如同这里这些人一样啊。
Just like these people in Psalm 50:21.
他说，你还闭口不言呢？
Here, God kept silent.
你没有说不可以啊。
And they say, well, God, you kept silent. You didn't say we can't do this.
有些信徒是这样啊。
There are some members who are like this.
神没有说不可以，我就代表他同意了。
Who say, because God didn't tell me I can't do this, I will accept this as God's acknowledgement and permission.
他说我要出去做坏事。
So I want to go out and do something wicked.
你看神没有阻止我。
And we say, well, see, God didn't stop me.
我没有走到门口跌倒。
When I walked to the door, God didn't cause me to fall.
我没有到马路上被车撞。
When I walked to the street, God didn't let me get hit by a car.
我没有在要去作恶的路上被雷劈。
When I'm walking to do wicked things,lightning didn't strike me.
诶，看起来神是同意啦。
So it looks like God is agreeing with me.
你是恶人啊。
If we think like this, we are a wicked person.
明明知道不对，还要求告的就是恶人啊。
If we know something is wrong and we still ask for God's permission, then we are a wicked person.
早给自己找很多理由，说神没有说不可以的，你也是恶人啊。
If we find a lot of excuses for ourselves and say, well, God didn't say I couldn't do this wicked thing, then we are a wicked person.
因为神说时候到了，我就要责备你啊。
Because God says,when the time comes, I will rebuke you.
我要把这些事都摆在你的面前啊。
And I will set them in order before you.
哦，所以不是神现在没有惩罚。
So it's not that God did not discipline you right now.
是神希望在恩慈宽容之中让你能够回头。
But God, in His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, wants you to return.
啊，但是神的忍耐是有一个时间的。
But we see that God's patience, is, for a limited time.
哦，所以我们要以这些作为我们今天信仰路上的警告哦。
So we have to use these as warnings in our journey of faith.
恶人不见得是杀人放火的坏人。
We see that the wicked people referred to here are not necessarily those who kill, those who commit arson.
而是在生活当中忘记神的人啊。
But people who forget God in their lives.
哦，所以在这里二十二节、二十三节提醒我们。
So in verses 22 and 23, it reminds us.
他说你要思想。
It says, now consider this.
这里说你要献祭。
It says, you must offer sacrifice.
第三个说你要按正路而行啊。
And you must conduct things aright.
他说我们如果能够做到这三样啊。
So if we can do these three things.
他说我必使你得到救恩哦。
God says, I will show you the salvation of God.
所以安息日就是一个反省的日子啊。
So the day of Sabbath is a day where we re-examine ourselves.
所以求主耶稣让我们常常思想。
So we ask Lord Jesus to help us reflect.
并且能够建立跟神正确的关系。
And to establish a correct relationship with God.
所听见的道理应用在自己身上。
So that all the teachings we hear, we can apply in our own lives.
使我们都能够按正路而行。
So that we can all conduct things on the right path.
在这里主耶稣给了在这里神给了我们一个应许。
So here we see God give us a promise.
他说我必使你得着救恩。
God says if we do these things, He will show us the salvation.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let us sing a hymn.
112首。
Hymn 112.